All righty, we are back. We'll put the headlines aside. We got a huge show today. We're going to kick it off with our man, Joe Jacklone. You know him well. Friday's the crime report. No one better to try and sort things out in tough situations of criminal nature. Joe, I had a rough weekend. Good morning. I'm sure you did as well. Everybody did. Just trying to figure things out here. But I welcome you, sir.
Good morning, Jake.
Joe, I tell you, one of the toughest weekends I've had with all that's going on. And this case of this 8-year-old is so troubling to me. You know, I'm doing this a long time, Joe. You know that. You are, too. This is one of the more tougher cases, especially when it comes to a child of this nature, this 7/8-year-old in Thomas Valva. And we're just trying to figure things out here because you have a police officer of 15 years of alleged abuse that has taken place all in the Center Merchants area. And just trying to figure out your thoughts, Joe, a police officer no less here.
Yeah, this is one of the worst cases that you can ever think about. There's just so many things that look like they went wrong in this case. Child Protective Services was called on the family because the kid would show up at school smelling of urine, and then, you know, they found that they exonerated him, which is kind of odd. They usually make things unsubstantiated. Now, the difference is exonerated means that there's absolutely nothing wrong. Unsubstantiated means that there could be something wrong, but we can't prove it. Teachers, nurses, police officers are all mandated reporters in New York State, which means that if they suspect child abuse, it doesn't have to be actually child abuse, but they suspect it, they must call the registry. And if not, you can be charged with an A misdemeanor, which people don't realize that. So if a teacher fails to do something and it finds out that they knew about it, they can actually get arrested for it. So this is a very serious business in New York State. And there's going to be an investigation at all levels here. It's going to be from the school. There's going to be an investigation with the state registry. And, of course, the investigators who went out or supposedly went out to identify any problems in this family's home. It's an awful story, Jerry. Jay, I can't even imagine.
And believe me, it's one of the worst stories I think I've ever covered. I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, I've covered horrible stories, Joe. The reason why this, not only at an 8-year-old's expense here, the depravity involved here, everybody dropping the ball, it's hard to believe. We'll get into that in a second. I just want to go within the confines of a police department. A 15-year veteran. And I'm just wondering, did anyone sense anything with this Michael Valva? Psychologists, anybody talk to him? Anybody notice anything behavior-wise? A man who could live a double life like that on the department 15 years at home, father, 3 children. I mean, my goodness. I mean, what happens within the ranks of a precinct as far as, noticing something of this nature?
Well, I mean, it could have been very, hidden very well. I mean, this is something that's happening with inside of his home. He's got security cameras that are actually labeled the kids' room, and it's actually in the garage. I mean, there's just so this guy had so many deep, dark secrets, and you kind of, you would think that maybe something else come out work, but it could just be his behavior is just he's one person at home and one person at work, and it can fool everybody, apparently. Because this wasn't the first time this has happened. This is unfortunately, this level of abuse has been going on for a while. The neighbors are talking now, they're saying that, the kids never came out and played and this and that. Well, I mean, that really doesn't mean much. There's a lot of people that their kids inside and don't want them outside and that kind of thing. It doesn't mean that they're abusing them. But, this is bad on so many levels, Jay. I mean, like I said, it's like you said, this is a terrible case. And the fact that he's a police officer, it compounds you.
Joe Jacklone with us, just trying to decipher the Valva case, so many people dropping the ball. You mentioned the neighbors. Neighbors actually heard screaming coming from this house. And nothing really done in that regard. You know, the kid went to school, black eye, bumps on the head. I mean, it's unbelievable. Child Protection Services. Then how about a judge? You know, reading the story of even a family court judge who did nothing. The cries of the mother, Joe. How about that? Justina Valva, mother, the natural mother of the three children, sent letters. Couldn't figure it out as far as why nobody was coming to the aid as far as her cries for help here. That, to me, you know, when I look at it, even like a judge in the case, and I'll break it down in the next segment. We have Gary Jacobs on a little bit more. But a judge of Hope Schwartz-Zimmerman, who did nothing. Everything was cited regarding Michael Valva. Protection and everything else. Stay. Treated her like a terrorist, according to Justina Valva, without any of the ability to defend herself. Evidence in the case not taken as far as consideration. Court kept rejecting submitted motions by the mother, even for temporary custody. Joe, I tell you, it's just one after another here that this system has failed here.
Yes, and I don't believe in coincidences either. So, I mean, to have that many failures in one spot, there's got to be an investigation into how this all came about. And you know, specifically, the mother not getting the kids is extremely rare, too. So they haven't given that information about why she was denied custody of the kids, right? I mean, generally, you could just write it down now that the mother generally gets the kids. So we don't know the full story on that end either. I don't know what exactly transpired in there and how he was able to win that case. But, you know, when you look online, you look at the pictures of these kids and you just kind of, like, you know, just shake your head. And the system has failed them. And failed society, too. I mean, I know everyone's innocent until proven guilty, but he's on video. He lies to the police right off the bat. I mean, the kid, you know, he brings him into the basement and he's performing CPR on him in the basement. And meanwhile, you know, he's on video doing other things. So, the surveillance camera is going to, the video is going to do them in. You know, and then you want to see what this, you know, Polina lady has, what role she has in this too. Angela Polina, you know, she's living with him. She's the living girlfriend, I guess. And she's got her kids and, you know, God only knows what happens now.
No doubt, Joe Jacklone, with us, a special edition of Joe here regarding the Valva situation. You know, my wife was showing me stuff from Facebook yesterday, a video of what was told to say from these kids, that they didn't love mommy, mommy's not nice. This is what Valva and his fiance were instructing these kids to say when they went to visit the natural mother there in Justina. I mean, unbelievable. It really is. It's gut-wrenching. That's all you could say. And you know what's interesting, Joe? That, you know, you think you live in a pretty good justice system. We like to think that, at least. But, you know, there are always a few bad apples on the bench. You know, you've seen them all throughout your career. Of people being tried and then released, and then, you know, you wonder what in the heck's going on here. But, you know, you start to wonder. You start to wonder, you know, when you see a little bit of history here from this Judge Zimmerman, you know, not wanting to force the father to pay child support, three children and everything else. I mean, it's unbelievable. A guy who was involved in hardcore pornography, taking pictures, videos of himself, sending them to women online. I mean, it's unbelievable. This is documented stuff, and you wonder, what the heck's going on here? You know, I mean, you really start to question the system in which we live.
One child that falls through the cracks is too much. Let's put it that way, right? I mean, you have, this is, and then, yeah, you know, and then, of course, your mind starts to run into how many other kids are out there in danger because people didn't do their jobs or didn't do them right. That to me is the more pressing question, and I think the state needs to start this investigation immediately and find out exactly what went wrong here. Was this a one-off event? Did someone just drop the ball, or was he fooled? What happened? I mean, you know, yeah, the judge, they'll have to deal with the judge on other things. I mean, it's impossible to get rid of judges, and if that's the case, then, you know, I mean, it is what it is, but the situation here is that people on the ground level had opportunities to intervene, and apparently it looks like the teacher, at least one, did. We have to find out how many times. See, I would like to know how many times the school called the registry about the kid with the bumps and the bruises and the urine-stained clothes and everything else, because that's, to me, is more important, because you say to yourself, well, we called you three or four times. Or did they just call once and nothing happened? They didn't call again the next couple of times. I mean, these are things that need to be answered at. And this is the thing that the public's going to need to know.
Without question, Joe Jackalone here with the Valva situation. No stories get worse than this one from over the weekend, ladies and gentlemen. You know that. Joe, just from a department standpoint, do we see any procedures that could be in place? You know, we've spoken about mindset and everything else. You mentioned, you know, maybe a double life led here by Michael Valva. What about going forward? You know, we talk about psychologists being present in precincts and everything else to kind of delve into individuals. We talk about the rate of suicide that had occurred within the department on the job and whatnot here. What about that going forward? Do you see any changes maybe based on this, setting a precedent of some kind? What do you see going forward here?
Yeah, unfortunately, there's not going to be much they can do, because most, you know, cops, their home life is private. They don't talk about things like that. They don't deal with it. The police department has far-reaching power already in people's lives, and that they try to get involved in the home life and certain things unless there's been a crime alleged or misconduct alleged. They really don't get involved in those kind of things. You would have to ask, like, his partner or people that were really close to him, if they saw, like you had mentioned before, a change in behavior or things like that, if he stopped talking about his kids and stuff, you know, things that might have, like, have clued things off, and somebody may be able to see exactly what's going on. Or, you know, did these individuals not have people over ever, right? Did they not have friends and family over? Were they, like, recluse? I mean, these are all things that we don't have the answer to, but the police, as far as the police department trying to change or figure out something, how to go about preventing something like this, it's impossible.
It's unbelievable. It really is. It's a tough morning, Joe. But when you read this stuff regarding this judge, when you look at New York State's Office of Children and Family Services, and actually, by the way, folks, they recorded a complaint about a kid being forced to sleep in a garage at the hands of this police officer. The same garage where the cop and his fiance are accused of freezing to death another kid. Okay, they've done this multiple times now. Multiple times. Okay. It's just a tough day. It really is. It's a tough morning. And you wonder. You just wonder, maybe procedure will be in place a little bit differently down the road in so many areas here, because it needs to be stripped down and figured out how to do things the right way. I'll tell you that much, so this doesn't happen again. Joe, we'll keep on top of this, and we'll certainly speak soon, I am sure.
Yes, Jake.